ladies and gentlemen. I'm Martin Zender. This is Zender Talk. Welcome to another week of total, brutal honesty. I'm tired of messing around. I like to get right to the heart of things. I saw a church sign, last year sometime. You know, I've really only seen one church sign that ever made sense to me that was ever correct. And it said, Rummage Sale Saturday. I think these churches should stick to what they know. This church sign I saw said, when you are afraid, Jesus is there. When you need a friend, Jesus is there. Something, something having to do with Jesus is there. He is? Where? I don't see him. I used to hear a song, he walks with me and he talks to me. Well, either you're on some serious drugs or some strong prescription medication, or you live in a hot climate and are suffering heat stroke. Jesus does not walk with us and talk with us. There were people who could claim that. Some guys by the name of Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew, they did walk with him and they talked with him. I would love to walk and talk with Jesus. Believe me, I wish he'd come to my door right now and take me away. I'm tired of this life. I want Jesus to come. But until he does, I'm not going to pretend that he's here. And he walks with me and he talks with me. Not lately. Have you seen him? What kind of cult is this where we all pretend that we walk and talk with Jesus? I talked with Jesus yesterday. Someday I am going to talk with Jesus. So what am I going to say then? I talked with Jesus yesterday. Oh yeah, we do all the time. We walk with him and we talk. This fantasy world that we're in denies the coming reality. What will we call it when we do walk and talk with him? If we think we're doing it now. I think we're all in denial. What kind of cult is this? I ask again. That tries to convince you that you're happy and that you're satisfied and that you're fulfilled. Come on. You're not happy, satisfied, or fulfilled. If you are, you're crazy. This world is. Oh, I can't even say it. When fulfillment does come, we're going to look back and wonder how the heck we made it through this. Right now, I'm going to get excited about my physical relationships here on earth. I'm going to look forward to my physical relationship with Jesus because we are going to actually see this person and talk with this person. I'm looking forward to that. Forward to it. I don't have it now. In the meantime, I'm going to cherish what I have now and recognize it as a gift from God. I have a beautiful wife. Her name is Melody. She is in possession of the Spirit of God. And I do walk with her and I talk with her. And she is a gift from God to me. And I laud her and I thank God for her. How do we fellowship today? I wish we could fellowship with Jesus, but in the meantime, he puts his Spirit into other people. His Spirit is not him personally walking and talking with us. It's an earnest. It's a small inheritance of a fullness that we're going to have when we're in his presence. We don't have that yet. Why do we pretend we're full of the Spirit when we're running on low? I'm running on low. Because when I have a fullness of the Spirit, I'm going to be walking on water. Water, nothing. I want to be flying. I'm going to be going through walls. I'm not going to be limited to this atmosphere. I'm not going to pretend that I'm in some kind of mental paradise here. I'm not. Let's get real. Well, Martin, in Matthew 28, Jesus said to his disciples, Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth, or how does it read in the King James Version? Now, that's not what he said. Let's look at this quickly. Matthew 28, verse 19. Jesus is on the mount. He's ready to return to heaven. He says, Going then, disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to be keeping all whatever I direct you. And lo, I am with you all the days till the conclusion of the aeon. Amen. And as soon as he spoke that, he went back to heaven. So in what way was he with them till the conclusion of the eon. That's the key. This charge he gave them, commonly referred to as the Great Commission, does not begin until Jesus physically returns, sets his foot on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, which he's gonna do. Hasn't done it yet. I believe it would have made the newspapers. He has not done it yet. I know there's people who have said, the kingdom has come. It's within you. That was a figure of speech. The kingdom is going to come, but it's going to be a political kingdom on this earth. I'll prove that to you someday soon. It's in Daniel chapter 2. The disciples never discipled all the nations in their lifetime. They did not baptize anyone into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. If you read carefully in the book of Acts, you'll see baptism in the name of Jesus. But never did they use this formula in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is a future thing that the disciples are going to do. And therefore, when Jesus said, I'm with you to the conclusion of the eon, I'm reading from a literal translation here, the Concordant Literal New Testament. That is the conclusion of the thousand-year eon, the coming eon, when Jesus is going to be on this earth and some really great people are going to be walking out of the graves. David's going to be here. Daniel's going to be here. Peter, James, John, these guys are going to be standing on the earth once again. They're going to be resurrected. They're going to be alive. They're going to be sitting on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. There's great times ahead. These are not those times. Paul calls this in the book of Galatians the current wicked eon. I can't wait till I walk and talk with Jesus, or better yet, float with Jesus. But I'm not there yet. I'm not going to pretend I am. I got another quick verse for you, and I'm going to wind it up because I have to. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Are you not aware that you are a temple of God, and the Spirit of God is making its home in you? There we go. The Spirit is making its home in me. It doesn't have flesh. I can't talk to it. I wish I could. I get lonely when I'm here at work. My wife's at work right now, and I'm having a bad day, okay? I'm lonely, and I wish Jesus would come and talk to me, but he doesn't. I have the Word. I have the Spirit in me that makes a connection with other believers. I got Myra downstairs I can talk to at the post office. And so God is merciful, but I'm looking forward to the day when Jesus Christ returns and I can see him for who he is. Oh my gosh, it's going to be just great, but I'm not there yet, but I am looking forward to that day. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you. I'm Martin Zender.